We've been exploring Route 4 this summer. Its sights and sounds and can't-miss stops, but also some of the curious places that exist just off the historic highway. That includes a little-known camp, Camp Yavne. For 75 years, it's welcomed Jewish campers who want a rural experience. NHPR's Todd Bookman spent a day there and filed this audio postcard.
Really, anyone can come to Camp Yavne.
We're sitting on 75 acres. We've been here for 75 years. Before we were here, this was an all-girls horseback riding camp.
So my name is Erin Robbins, and I am the Director of Communications at Yavne year-round and also in the summer.
My name is Bill Zarch, and I am the blessed director of Camp Yavne. Over the course of the summer, we have close to 600 kids who come here all summer. And then where we are today is at Family Camp, where there are another 200 participants.
This is one of the hot spots at Yavne, obviously, which is the waterfront.
Can I push you in?
No.
And as you can see, it is simply gorgeous.
And we all just rushed down here to float in the pond.
Did you talk about the Agam with someone yet?
What's the
Agam? Agam is lake in Hebrew.
Most of the locations has two names, so we have Hebrew and English. So Agam, which is where we're at now, which is lakefront.
Everything has a Hebrew name. We make announcements in Hebrew.
It's cheaper than going to Israel.
We want to see Hebrew as a living language.
It feels like a mini trip to Israel. That's really what it is.
Most of us are just from the Northeast, like all over.
I'm from New York.
I'm from New D.C.
I'm from New York.
It gets super hot in this city, and it's so much cooler here.
And is this the only time of the year that you come to New Hampshire?
Yeah, because it's 6 hours away.
It's 11 hours away.
10. I like doing the fishing tournament. And this year I won first place.
Fishing. Oh, we can't forget about the fishing.
And a big fish just came up and ate the little fish.
And what kind of fish do you catch?
I don't know. They like little fish.
It's gefilte fish. It's a special New Hampshire breed. Fantastic, quite yummy.
Pluralism in Judaism means that we have kids who come from all different denominations of Judaism in one place. And it's very unique in the Jewish community to have kids who are Reform, Conservative, Reconstructionist, Orthodox, unaffiliated, come together under one roof and spend a summer together. And it's part of our mission to have kids from all different backgrounds really feel this, what their differences is Jewishly.
So why a Jewish camp?
It's family. I mean, even though we didn't know anyone, it's an extended family.
It hadn't occurred to me to go to a non-Jewish camp. We keep kosher, we observe Shabbat.
Knowing that there are people that have similar values, similar beliefs than you, all different spectrums, more observant, less observant, but everybody has somewhat of a similar background.
Two cracks, they have three, four, cracks. They have 3-6 cracks. With
Mahjong is a game that originated in China, and it became popular in America among women, traditionally older Jewish women. So I don't know why. I guess bubbies tend to have a lot of time on their hands.
And it's social.
And it's social.
Mahjong is a great Shabbat activity.
So Shabbat is the Jewish Sabbath. It's our day of rest. It happens from Friday night sundown to Saturday sundown. And there are a lot of traditions that happen.
And this is where we're going to be doing our challah making.
So the idea is that we are making something very sweet and special for Shabbat.
Chocolate sprinkles, rainbow sprinkles, and chocolate chips.
We begin our meals on Friday night and on Saturday for lunch with 2 loaves of bread in commemoration.
But any kind of kosher bread can be used, but yes, traditionally it's a beautiful braided loaf that's sweet and delicious to eat and special for the Sabbath.
Just really just make it into 3 thin strips and then just try to like figure out how to braid it. Really, it's hard.
Probably just a lot of patience, which I usually don't have.
Your hand on that and bring this one across.
There is no trick. Just experience, I guess.
How long have you been making challah bread for?
Longer than you're alive.
My name is Amy Scharf, and I'm the director of Family Camp at Yavne. Anti-Semitism definitely is on the rise, which is frightening. And I think that this gives us a very safe space to be together and to feel our Judaism
and do it safely and not having to explain, not having to hide, just be.
Amen.
My name is Rabbi Avi Bukit from Arlington, Massachusetts.
In Judaism, prayer is part of life, you know, so you stop wherever you are. It doesn't have to be in a temple or a synagogue. You stop wherever you are, if you're home, if you're in camp, and you pray, you know, so there's something beautiful about people praying, men, women, whoever wants to come and pray, and then in the background there's music, in the background there's kids barefoot running around. It's part of, you know, prayer is part of life.
We have something called Relish, which stands for Ruach Lifnei Shabbat, which means spirit before Shabbat.
My name is Jonathan, and I'm head of music for the family program.
Songs and that have been for generations singing, and keeping that alive, it gives you a lot of hope for the future of the Jewish people.
And then we say our prayers and we go eat. We have our festive meal. Welcome to Sabbath.
Shalom Aleichem.
Very nice.
The Sights and Sounds of Camp Yavna. Our story was produced by Todd Bookman.